Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dottiglia along with Charlie Long, and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, former college basketball head coach, now scouting for the NBA, Mark Cook. Mark, great to talk to you again, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Mike. How are you guys?
Doing fine. Mark, I think we all know who's going to get picked number one. Lottery or no lottery, we know it'll be Cooper Flagg. And it looks as though the consensus is Harper would be the number two overall pick. Just your thoughts on where do you think, and it may be different team needs, the third, fourth best player in this NBA draft class?
Well, depending on where the ping pong balls drop tonight, I think everything is to the draft tonight is fit, culture, your project, and, you know, is the kid a project and what upside does he have? You say Harper number two. A lot of people are picking Bailey from Rutgers, his teammate, number three. And then you're going down the line to VJ Edgecombe from Baylor, Trey Johnson from Texas, you know, as they drop. And it depends on who needs what. There's a lot of teams in that lottery that need a lot this year. Where you talk about what position they're drafting for, it's like severe. I need a player in this position because we have a severe need for it.
Mark, taking a look, and you've watched Cooper Flagg, and it's just a one-year look now, but he seems to be a very mature young man. He kind of carried the weight of the world on his back because you knew going in he was the guy that everybody was going to be watching this year. Your thoughts on Cooper Flagg and how he will handle the NBA, because it's a different world. A lot more travel, a lot more scrutiny. If you think you caught some of the wind of the vortex of the tornado before, now you're really going to catch it going into the NBA. From a maturity level and from a talent level, how do you feel he'll handle the NBA?
I think he'll handle it well. I do like his maturity. I've watched him play since he was a kid coming out of Maine playing on the USA basketball team in Europe. I was like, who is this kid from Maine playing like this in Europe? And he's gotten better every year. He's uplifted his game. He's expanded his game. So I think the transition will be good for him. He's like any other rookie, though. You know, you go from playing maybe 35 to 40 games to 82 regular season games, you know, six or seven preseason games, and then postseason. So that's a lot of basketball for guys that maxed out at maybe 40 games if you win the national championship.
So, Mark, an interesting thing about this draft class, it's been very highly touted, but, you know, with Duke and Cooper Flagg, that's one thing. They make a run to the Final Four. Even people that follow college basketball kind of, they're not diehard fans of it. They at least saw him make it to Houston, right, for the Final Four this past year, or San Antonio, my bad, and lose to Houston. But I want to get your thoughts on the other two prospects that you brought up from Rutgers with Dylan Harper and Ace Bailey, because a lot of, you know, not diehard college basketball fans really didn't get to see him this year because they weren't very good. They didn't make it to the NCAA tournament at all. but they're both still talented guys. So I want to get your evaluation of Harper, because it feels like he's the number two guy in this class, and then Bailey, who, as you mentioned, feels like the number three.
Yeah, the Harper, now both of them I have questions about, because here you have two lottery picks on a Division I basketball team, and you don't even, let alone go to postseason play, you don't even have a winning season. So that's, as an evaluator, that's what I have to look at also. And then some of those fears can be settled in interviews. If you get the chance that you're in 2, 3, 4, and 5, then you definitely have to bring him in and interview. You really shouldn't have to see him work out, because you know the skill level is there, because he is a point guard that's a very good spot-up shooter. Not that much of a creator, but I like his size at 6'6". So he's got a lot of upside, and I think that's what people are looking at for both the kids from Rutgers, because they come from a program that did have a losing season, but their upside, everybody is salivating about.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
One of the things, Mark, you brought up Trey Johnson from Texas and got to see him play, another shooting guard, all these really young players, because really when you look at it, Flag, Harper, Bailey, Johnson, even Fears from Oklahoma, all those guys, aren't they all true freshmen, every one of them? And so your thoughts on Trey Johnson, because he's somebody that I've heard a lot of people really like, and they think he's a good player now, but he could really elevate his game with more seasoning and certainly more experience playing against top talent.
Yeah, he had a good year this year shooting the ball. He shot 40% from the three-point line. He's a terrific athlete. When you look at somebody like him, you say, all right, we know he can catch and shoot it, so we run him to the corner like everybody likes to do in the NBA nowadays for your three-point shooter. But can he go out and get a shot off the dribble? And you can develop that as an NBA player, just get in the gym and get it done. The youth movement in the league now, it comes down to the general manager, his approach to building his roster. Are you going to be patient enough to take some of these young guys and work with them? A few of them worked out last year. You know, when you look at the guys that graded out pretty good, Risha Shea for Atlanta came in, did a good job. Even Castle from the Spurs. Once Wimby went down, he stepped it up. He averaged 17 points a game. He was their first-round pick last year. So I look at some of the young guys and I say to myself, you know, are they going to be the next Risha Shea to step in and as a youngster and contribute to the team and help the team get the postseason?
So one prospect that I'm very intrigued by, Mark, is outside of the top three, because, you know, a lot of folks will say basically from 4 to 10, it's a lot of toss up. And maybe some think that VJ Edgecombe is really kind of the clear cut number four guy. Some maybe even say that he's number three. I want to get your evaluation of VJ, because from what I keep hearing about him, super athletic kind of freak and jump out of the gym type of guy. But, you know, as far as developing in the NBA, what do you kind of see from VJ Edgecombe, the guard from Baylor?
Well, same thing. He's what you're going to see from him is a wing shooter. You know, he can knock it down, and he's a tremendous athlete, can help you on the boards. And, you know, if he came from Baylor, that means he knows something about defense, because they do a good job there. Secondary player in your offense, maybe third option, he could develop into, and probably even a second option on an NBA team that has a veteran that's an all-star. He, you know, Baylor's kids have done pretty well. Misi for the Pelicans, you know, he's from Baylor, and he played there 1 year, and I thought he came in and did a very good job his first year, you know, with without a lot of fanfare, I should say.
Mark, Jeremiah Fears from Oklahoma, we're talking about freshmen all across the board here, and he's a point guard. He's in that 6'3.5", 6'4" range, somewhere there. What you've seen of Fears and your thoughts on him at the NBA level?
Well, all the young guys, especially the point guards, they have to come in and know their role. Yes, you drop 15, 20 a game in college, but you're coming in, you're playing with a guy who's an all-star, and you have to know, all right, I have to run the offense, and I have to get other people involved. You know, what is my role? Am I the third option? Do I get to knock down the three from the NBA line when they double up one of the pro guys that I'm playing with, or all-star guys I'm playing with? So I think it just comes down to Fears looking at as well. I loved him, his speed. He, you know, he's lefty, so, and he's very crafty. He can get to the basket and score over people, but he's got a quick trigger from the three-point line. And I loved watching him play because he plays with such quickness, and I think that translates easily to the NBA.
You know, Mark, it's interesting. I've asked a couple different people this question, and I've got four different prospect answers, which kind of goes back to my point that basically once you get out of the top three or four, that it gets kind of jumbled a little bit. The Pelicans tonight have a 48.1% chance of landing in the top four, so it's effectively a coin flip. And, you know, their most likely pick is actually pick six at 25.7. They also have a 16.8% chance to get pick seven, which is their second highest pick odds. So if the Pelicans don't get lucky and get into that top four, who are the kind of the top names that you're thinking about for the Pelicans as a fit? I know that we've talked about some of those guys that could go in that range, but who do you think would fit the Pels best?
Two positions, point guard and center. I really like Queen from Maryland. He's a 6'10", 6'11 guard. He handles the ball very well, can score, run up and down the floor for his size, can play a little bit with his back to the basket. I don't know. They need a point guard. So, but my thing with them is, do you go young with your point guard, depending on what Joe Dumars is going to do with his roster? Does he keep Zion and go young and just build a roster, or does he keep Zion and then try to get some people around him that can help him play? I like Noah Torre from France, 6'5 guard. He's played for Saint Germain this year. I saw him play in the 18 and under Euro championships last summer. Very slick ball handler, can score, can get your team into the offense. Very high basketball IQ. And I like his size. I like big point guards, you know, in the NBA now. You know, when I'm looking at guards and people are asking me, this kid at this school, this kid, I'll look at it and say, he's 6 foot. I said, he doesn't have a shot. So I like Noah Torre or Queen, one of the two. I think the biggest thing about the Pels is not so much who they get first. It's their second and their two-way guys. That's, to me, is where guys with the Pelicans are going to have to make a change, because they play in the West. Not only do they have to have stars, they have to have a bench, too. And right now, it's not helping them any.
Mark, it's funny that you bring up Queen, because we had Boog on, who is, you know, the head basketball coach at Nicholls State today. But he's got the tie-in to Maryland. And when we had him on to preview
the Crab Five,
his first comment was Derek Queen. He's the guy. And it was funny for Boog. I mean, it was no prodding. He said it real quick. That guy is going to be a star in the NBA level. And he was quick to point it out, exactly what you talked about, that I think he'll be a top five or six pick in the NBA draft.
Yeah, because his skill level is so high for somebody 6'10", 6'11". He handles the ball like a guard. He can take folks off the dribble. If he has another NBA post player guarding him out on the perimeter, he's going to blow by him like he was a 6 foot guard.
Well, that is impressive. Mark, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. We finally know where they're going to pick. We'll get you back on to kind of preview. We'll have a better range of the players that the Pelicans will be looking at. Thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
All right. Thank you very much, and look forward to returning.
All right.
About the draft after the draft.
There you go.
Thank you.
Mark King, was a former head basketball coach, now is a chief scout for the NBA.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.